This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the last section of page 321. Another page, almost in the books. It's in a book. I would love it if you would go rate and review this show wherever you can. Particularly Apple Podcasts would be great. Of course, I love the 5 stars, but if you gotta go 4 stars, that's fine too. I get it. It's not for everyone. Tell me about what you think of the show. Maybe write about your favorite word. Maybe you got one. Talk about that. I'd love to hear it. I'll talk about it in the show. If you do it, only if you do it. If you don't do it, I can't talk about it. If you want to contact me in other ways, just chat, talk, whatever. There's Instagram and Twitter is at DictionaryPod. The email is DictionaryPod@gmail.com. There's a Google Voice number, 917-527-7272. Is that right? Wait, I think I got it wrong. It's in the show notes. Go find it. You can buy merchandise. There's a link in the show notes. You can join the Patreon. I think it's patreon.com/speedjampar, maybe. You can give me a little bit of money. And then I don't give you anything. Just nothing. That's it. All right. The first word in this episode is deceive. D-E-C-E-I-V-E. Verb from the 13th century, starting with transitive. Number one is archaic, and the synonym is ensnare. Like you have trapped something, you've deceived it. Yeah, very archaic. 2a is obsolete, and it means to be false to. False. I don't think that's very obsolete. To be false to, if you're being false to somebody, you're deceiving them. That seems still accurate, right? To be is archaic. To fail to fulfill. Fulfill. Fill it full. But you're failing. Fail to fill full. fail to fulfill. You have not fulfilled your promises, so you have deceived. 3 is also obsolete. The synonym is cheat. 4. That's also doesn't seem very obsolete to me. 4. To cause, to accept as true or valid. What is false or invalid? What does this say? To cause, to accept as true or valid. What is false or invalid? So you are convincing somebody to accept that something that's not true is true. Basically, that's deceiving. Number 5 is archaic. To while away. W-H-I-L-E. To while away. Just going to while away here. And here we have one intransitive, which says to practice deceit. You gotta do your scales, your arpeggios, practice. Also, to give a false impression. As in, appearances can deceive. Yes, they can. That's why you gotta always make your appearance just like who you are. I'm not being totally serious on that. You gotta be yourself, whatever you feel. appear how you want to appear. Not for anybody else, just but yourself. Deceiver is a noun. Deceivingly is an adverb. Let's see. This is from Latin decipere, which is from de plus capere, which means to take. Now, wait a minute. Let's look at yesterday, because we had something similar. Or was that... let's see. Deceivable, deceit. There's nothing there. Deceit. That's decipere, but there we didn't get the English there. That's that. I think I'm thinking of something else, but wait a minute. Didn't we see capere somewhere here? Wait, that was that in the decay? Yeah. No, that was cadere. That was with a D. So this one is capere with a P, and that's to take. And then you add the day, the D-E at the beginning, but it doesn't say what that means. Desapere. It must mean just deceive. Synonym time. It's synonym time for deceive. Deceive, mislead, delude, and beguile mean to lead astray or frustrate, usually by underhandedness. Like being sneaky. Deceive implies imposing a false idea or belief that causes ignorance, bewilderment, or helplessness. As in, tried to deceive me about the cost. They told me the cost was one thing, and then it was another thing, and I was very bewildered and sad. Mislead implies a leading astray that may or may not be intentional. As in, I was misled by the confusing sign. That confusing sign was confusing, and so I was led in the wrong direction. Delude, D-E-L-U-D-E, implies deceiving so thoroughly as to obscure the truth, as in, we were deluded into thinking we were safe. Haha, you're not. The truth has been deluded. Beguile, B-E-G-U-I-L-E, stresses the use of charm and persuasion in deceiving, as in, was beguiled by false promises. They have used their charm to affect you. False promises. What's that song? Begin? That's something different. Beguile? Is there a song with beguile? Beguile. I don't know. It's a fun word. Okay. So I think that was it for deceive. Next is gugu. Decelerate. Verb from 1899. Starting with transitive. 1. To reduce the speed of. Also slow down. As in decelerate a car. Decelerate, yeah, if you're exiting off the highway, you have a deceleration ramp. If you're getting onto the highway, it's an acceleration ramp. I don't know if that's what it's called, but you're supposed to accelerate and get fast, get up to the speed of the other cars. I have been behind way too many cars that are not accelerating very much. You gotta get going, but not when you're decelerating. Then you gotta stop going. 2. To decrease the rate of progress of, as in, decelerate growth, also as in, decelerate soil erosion. Stop with the eroding of the soil, please, so we can make things happen. And here is intransitive, to move at decreasing speed. To move at decreasing speed. So you're moving less. Deceleration is a noun, and decelerator is a noun. Yeah, it's just D plus accelerate. It got mushed together. Goo. Next is December, with a capital D. Noun from before the 12th century, and it is just, you probably already know this, I bet you do. The 12th month of the Gregorian calendar. That's the calendar that we all use. most of us. I mean, pretty much everybody at this point uses it, but then other places, they might live with two calendars. But not a lot of us. We just have the one. Okay, so it's funny because the etymology says it is from the Latin December, which is the 10th month. We learned recently that the DEC prefix is all about 10, but it's the 12th month. So what happened? Yeah, well, Julius Caesar, one of those dudes, they came in and they screwed it all up. They added a couple of months where they shouldn't go, and now the September, October, November, December are 2 months later than they're supposed to be based on their names. Those silly Caesars. Okay. Goo 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 goo. Next is Decembrist. Decembrist, still with a capital D. Noun from 1877. One taking part in the unsuccessful uprising against the Russian Emperor Nicholas I in December of 1825. So, a bunch of people in December 1825 tried to uprise against the Russian Emperor Nicholas I, but they failed. I wonder what happened. And then, yeah, they were called Decembrists. Probably not in Russian, though. Gew. Next is December. December. December? Yeah. December. It sounds so similar, but it's not. D-E-C-E-M-V-I-R. December. Noun from the 15th century. One of a ruling body of 10. Specifically, one of a body of 10 magistrates in ancient Rome. So, yeah, just generally, if there is a group of 10 people who are ruling something, one of them is a decemvir. But then, yeah, specifically in ancient Rome, there was a whole thing about this. The 10 magistrates. Decemviral is an adjective, and decemvirate, with an A-T-E, is a noun. And let's see. Okay, this is from Latin decemviri, although they would say decemviri, and that is the plural of decem plus viri. V-I-R-I is the plural of V-I-R, vir, which means man. So, it literally means 10 men. And it probably was literally men and not women in that case back then in the ancient Rome times. December is one of the 10 men. And there's more at the word viril or virile. Yeah, it comes back to the patriarchy as usual. Next is decency. Noun from 1567. Number one is archaic. 1A, synonym, is fitness. 1B, synonym, is orderliness. Yeah, I definitely see those as archaic. 2A, the quality or state of being decent. And the synonym is propriety. I like it, being decent. 2B, conformity to standards of taste, propriety, or quality. Now, this whole idea of conforming is not always my favorite thing. I think the people gotta be the people they gotta be. 3, standard of propriety, and this is usually used in plural, so it would be decencies. Those decencies. 4 is also plural. Conditions or services considered essential for a proper standard of living. Conditions or services considered. So what is proper standard of living? Oh, I got those decencies. I got a toilet. I got a kitchen. I got a bed. I think those are definitely some decencies. Number 5 is literary decorum. Literary decorum. Hmm. Well, I guess we'll see decorum in not too far from now, because we're in the DEC section. What is literary decorum? Something about books and being smart. There is no etymology for that. We're probably going to have to wait till the word decent to get the etymology, which is coming up soon. Okay, so that was decency. Now we have... decennial. D-E-C-E-N-N-I-A-L. Adjective from circa 1656. 1. Consisting of or lasting for 10 years. A whole decade. What's the decennial? Is well, we just had one decennial in 2020, but you could technically have a decennial any time that's 10 years is up. So 2022 is the decennial since 2012. Number 2, occurring or being done every 10 years, as in the decennial census. And I think, is that when they do it every 10 years? Yeah, I think it is. The census is decennial. Decennial is also a noun, and decennially is an adverb. Next is decennium. Just decennium. Noun from 1685, a period of 10 years, and the synonym is decade. Yeah, we don't say decennium anymore. This is from the Latin decem plus annus, A-N-N-U-S, which means year. And there's more at the word annual. So, yep, it's very, very clear how this word got its name. 10 years, decennium. Next. Decent is the next word. Adjective from 1539. 1 is archaic. 1a, the synonym is appropriate. 1b, well-formed. Well-formed. The synonym is handsome. He's a decent-looking fellow. But it's archaic, so you can't say that. I'm sorry. 2a, conforming to standards of propriety, good taste, or morality, as in decent behavior. Again, we got that whole conforming thing in there. It's not my favorite, but yeah. 2b, modestly clothed. With your clothes are modest. You know, you probably have a good amount of clothes on. You're probably not showing a lot of skin. It's, you know, it's something not offensive to the other people. It's just very standard, normal things. But, you know, those clothes could be offensive to somebody else. You don't know. Decent. Number 3. Free from immodesty or obscenity, as in decent language. 4. Fairly good. Synonyms are adequate and satisfactory, as in decent wages. It's fairly, you know, I think it's just one step above good. It's not great. It's, you know, it's decent. It's better than average. It's maybe a B, maybe a C plus, B minus. It's decent. 5. Marked by moral integrity, kindness, and goodwill, as in hardworking and decent folks. They're moral, they're kind, they're good. Also as in, it's very decent of them to help. Yes, it is, but that's what it is to be a human, is to help. Another synonym for everything is the word chaste, and decently is an adverb. The etymology says this is from the Latin verb decere or decire, which means to be fitting, akin to the Latin decus, which means honor, and dignus, which means worthy, and Greek dokein, which means to seem or seem good. You seem good. You seem decent. Okay, there is one more word for this episode. Decenter. Center, like the center of a circle. Decenter. transitive verb from 1870, to cause, to lose, or shift from an established center or focus, especially to disconnect from practical or theoretical assumptions of origin, priority, or essence, as in, decenter Western conceptions of history. And that is a quote from Ernest Larson. I didn't totally understand that. To disconnect from practical or theoretical assumptions of origin, priority, or essence. Your decenter? Interesting. Okay, the words that we had today were deceive, decelerate, December, Decembrist, December, decency, decennial, decennium, decent, and decenter. I am going to pick decent as the word of the episode. Mostly that last definition, moral integrity, kindness, and goodwill. I just think more people need to be decent. It's not that hard to do. Please be decent in your everyday life. Go help somebody. That is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
The system is down.
Looks like we're gonna have to jump.
I said, come on, oh, we got to say, come on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them. David has seen most of them, and David's wife, Alexa, pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahooglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at pipedreampodcast.com.